بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على الأشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله، yesterday we began to discuss يعني the affair of the siyam, the fasting, but we're discussing its definition and some of the speech regarding its definition linguistically and يعني the breakdown of its definition in terms of the sharia. As for today, we wish to discuss some of the ahadith pertaining to the fast. And the first hadith is the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yuzalu an-nas bi khayr ma ajjalu al-fitr. And so the hadith mentions, the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'ad, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated that the people will not cease to be upon good whilst they hasten towards breaking the fast. And the next hadith which is discussed as well in relation to that is a hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tasahharu fa inna fi suhuri barakah. Al-Hadith Mutafaqa Alayhi. And so, the Hadith of Anas ibn Malik, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to take from the pre-dawn meal, the suhoor. For indeed within the suhoor is barakah, is blessing. So both Hadith are Mutafaqa Alayhi. Yani both Hadith are found in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And so, with these narrations, it indicates that the Muslim should stick to the appointed time for the fast. Yani, the time for the fast being that the person, they begin their fast at the Zuhur al-Fajr, and that they break their fast at the Ghurub al-Shams, that's the sunset. And so with this, barakallahu fikum, the individual should not find himself in a scenario where he elongates it. So for example, when it comes to beginning the fast, he has stopped eating well before yani the dawn, for example. And when it comes to the affair of the breaking of the fast, that he has not broken the fast well after the sunset. Rather, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that the people will remain upon good as long as they hasten towards breaking the fast. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has legislated a specific time for us to fast, yani. The specific time for imsak, the specific time for withholding from the food and the drink and other than that. And so within that, we understand that a person should not be from those that are excessive in that regard. The second narration is specific about, yani, the individual eating from the suhoor, yani, the pre-dawn meal. Or targhib fi dhalik, and it's an encouragement for the individual to do so. And it's regarded as referred to as suhoor due to the fact that the person eats this meal for waqt al-sahr. Yani, he eats this meal in the time of sahr, in the time deep into the night. And he eats this qabla tulu' al-fajr. He eats this before the dawn break. And so within this meal is barakah. Within this meal is barakah, is a blessing for the individual, the person that eats that meal before beginning their fast. And here Shaykh Zayd, rahimahullah, Shaykh Zayd al-Madkhali, rahimahullah, he mentioned some of the benefits of the suhoor. He mentioned some important benefits of the suhoor. The first benefit he mentions is ittiba' sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ittiba' sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ihya'uha. And so, with this, if a person has this suhoor, he's following the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no khayr except that a person does so. And within it as well is that he revives the sunnah. He revives the sunnah within doing that action. And so it's sufficient that a person is following the sunnah when he's seeking barakah in an affair. He's seeking to be blessed in an affair. He follows that which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon. That's the first benefit mentioned. The second benefit is a taqwiyah bil akal al-suhoor على قيام الوظائف من وظائف النهار. And so when a person eats the suhoor, it allows the person to have to be stronger and fulfill the actions that they need to do for the day. So whatever tasks they have for the day, if they've eaten before they began fasting, then of course inshallah this is something that may aid them and aid their fast and aid them in fulfilling their tasks for that day. The third benefit is, as mentioned here by Sheikh Zayd, مُدَافَةَ مَا يُسَبِّبُهُ الْجُوعِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْأَخْلَاقِ لَأَثْنَاءِ تَعَامُ مَعَ النَّاسِ. And so the next benefit mentioned is that it repels anything that comes from bad manners. Naam. So a person may have bad manners due to their excessive hunger and bad deeds with the people due to excessive hunger. But if the person's eaten something from the suhoor before beginning the fast, then this repels that hunger. And so if it repels the hunger, then bitali, that which comes along with that is that it repels any su' ta'amul, any bad deeds that a person may have with others. Now, due to the fact that they're not excessively hungry. The next benefit mentioned is مُخَالَفَةَ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ نَعَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَتَسَحَّرُونَ وَمُخَالَفَتُهُمْ قُرْبَةٍ مِنْ قُرْبَاتٍ. And within this as well is that we oppose Ahlul Kitab. Because Ahlul Kitab, when they fast, and they fast. Now Ahlul Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, they fast. However, they fast without having suhoor. Now they make a point of not having suhoor. And so as the Muslims, we seek no doubt to oppose them. And opposing Ahlul Kitab is an obligation upon us. Opposing those that oppose Islam is an obligation upon us. And opposing them, na'am, is a means of us drawing nearer to Allah. As an action of qurba, drawing nearer to Allah Ta'ala. And so this, likewise, is a benefit. With that as well, is that the person, if they are awake in the time of the suhoor, then within this, they will be able to as well remember Allah, embark upon dhikr of Allah, and recite from the book of Allah, and engage in istighfar wa salah, yani dua. And so this is what is understood by the actions of the abd, yeah, the action of the servant. Allah Ta'ala states, wal mustakfirin bil ashar. And they are individuals that seek forgiveness in the time of the suhoor, na'am, in the time deep of the night. This is from the sifat of the mu'mineen, from the sifat of the believer, is that he seeks forgiveness within these times as well. However, if he's not awake during those times, he's not able to seek forgiveness. However, the fact that he has a dafi', a reason for him to be awake, yani to suhoor, allows him also to be in a position where he can remember Allah and make dua. Na'am. And so this is, again, is a benefit for being awake in that time and embarking upon the sunnah of the suhoor. The final benefit mentioned is that the malaika, Allah Ta'ala and the malaika, yusallun ala al-mutasahhirin, that the Allah Ta'ala and the malaika, they supplicate, or the malaika supplicate for those individuals that are mutasahhirin, na'am, that individual that embark upon suhoor. And so, with this, we understand that Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as of these individuals, whilst the malaika make du'a for them. The malaika make du'a and they supplicate for them. And this is in a hadith found in Musnad Imam Ahmad. And it's a hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, marfu'an. We mentioned the suhoor akalahu baraka. Yani suhoor, eating the suhoor is baraka. And he goes to mention, فَلَا تَدْعُوهُ. So do not leave it off. But if a person, if one of you was to take a mouthful of water, then indeed Allah Ta'ala would accept the du'as of this individual. And the malaika will supplicate for such an individual. Indeed, they supplicate for the متصحرين. They supplicate for those that are the متصحرين, those that have this pre-dawn meal. Here Sheikh Zaydi mentions that this hadith is marfu', yani it's ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, it's a statement of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. It's a statement of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. So how can it be ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if it's a statement of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri?
Naam,
because it's describing that which is from the ghaib. It's describing the malaika, the action of the malaika. Naam, it's from the ghaib, from the unseen. And so when you have a sahabi that describes something from the unseen, then we understand from that that is directly ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because a sahabi does not describe anything from the unseen or describe something specifically from ahkam, min Allah, except that he would have got it from the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we understand that this is a hadith which is marfu' and he ascribes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is as mentioned by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah. So these are some of the benefits of the suhoor. And along with that as well, is that from the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that they delay the suhoor as much as possible. So not only do they have the suhoor, but they delay it as much as possible. And this is in accordance with the hadith of Abi Dharr, in the hadith of Abi Dharr al-Ghafari, radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana yuqul, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يزال أمتي بخير ما أخر الصخور وعجل الفطر. That my ummah will not cease to be upon good whilst they delay the suhoor and they hasten towards the fitr, breaking of the fast. And so, as we mentioned, this deen is one of taysir. This deen is one of ease. And the legislative ahkam, rulings, aid us in that ease as well. And this is an example of that. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. And we'll conclude with that, with those two hadith for today. InshaAllah, barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khaira. Wa sallallahu wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa ata da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.